Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific Time, Channel 1. We have many shows, probably around 400 already pre-recorded. So if people want to go and check them out, please go to our archives on LA Talk Radio, find the Accent On, scroll down, and here we are. So today, like I always say, Monday is one of those days that some people really do not like to wait for, but I like Mondays. This is my day. This is my day when I can bring very unusual guests to my studio. Sometimes they are calling from outside of America. And today, this is one of the shows that I am very, very proud of, because not only I will be talking to really beautiful singer, songwriter, a lady who is originally from Poland, but also she is right now representing something special, project that I think whole world need to know more about. So let's see if she is there. I think she's there because we spoke a little bit before our show. Hello, Luisa.
Hello, good evening, everyone. And I'm really happy to be heard in LA, especially that now in here is 2 o'clock in the morning, unfortunately.
That's true. Yes, but outside of Los Angeles, our radio station goes to whole world. So I'm hoping that a lot of people will tune in. And of course, a lot of people will be downloading our show. We are pretty lucky people like our show. So I know they will be listening to the songs. They will be listening to the important message that the songs also are sending through Accent On and LA Talk Radio to everybody who really cares. But nothing would happen if not because of you, Luisa. So please, could you tell us your name?
Well, my name is Luisa Staniec-Moyer, but I'm known as an artist in Poland and Luisa Staniec. So, I was born in Poland, but I've been living in the UK for about 11 years already. So, and it's my home right now. I mean, I'm living in the southwest of England, where I've got my studio, my recording studio, where I write my songs, produce, record, and where I work with other people, with other young artists and established artists, and I write songs for many different artists in Poland and not only in worldwide.
Yes. You know, life goes so fast, and obviously you are almost 11 years in UK, in England. So yeah. You had a beautiful career in my country, and you are in Poland, and you are back and forth between these countries because your songs are still loved and you are writing for a lot of people and they are charting, yes? So tell me, how did you find yourself to moving out of the country, which people knew you so well, they knew your songs and loved you as an artist, and then you moved to UK? Did you pick up the career right away? Or just tell us a little bit about this transition from Poland to England.
Ilona, you know that this is never so straightforward, right?
Yes.
I moved from Poland to the UK because of my recent husband. I met my Scotsman actually in Norway, where I was playing there and kind of, you know, doing my exercising my music contract. And then we fell in love. And then after 8 months of going up and forward, up to me to Scotland and then him to Poland, we decided that I'm going to move to the UK. And that was in the middle of promotion of my album Yatoya. That was 2007. And I really didn't plan to immigrate to the UK. Just like so many Polish people and people from all around the world that come to the UK, mostly because of work, because of some sort of, you know, opportunity of making money. I didn't do that for that particular reason. I followed my heart, as I always do. and I arrived in the UK in 2008, and ever since I'm really happy being here. And first 4 years I've been in Scotland. And I have to say that, yes, I left everything behind. I left my career, I left my writing, I left my contacts in Poland. You know how it is. Once you not there, you're not there. Yes. Just like that. I thought that's going to be slightly different. I thought that I would be still going back and forth.
It's
not like that.
Yeah, that your life is really mirroring almost mine, because 8 years ago, I met also a man that I fell in love with, and he was an American. So I would never, in a way, leave my country. I love Poland. I love America. But my reason was identical. I left everything, in a way, behind. I never looked back, and for like maybe 3 or 4 years, I was just realizing that practically I will never be singing again. Because my English was horrible. Still, I have an accent. Your English is beautiful. I wasn't the youngest chick anyway. And in America, to compete with anybody, you not only need to be, you know, talented, but it helps when you are very, very young. So I had this big wake-up call one night and said, you know, Ilona, you need to just realize that maybe music will never ever happen to you anymore in America. And, you know, and I want to talk because I know how really you are working for all of these years, 11 years, and wow, where you are right now. So in a way, I'm proud of myself too. I knew that I need to get back to the music business in America, and I found a way. It's very similar like you. So we both need to be, I think, very proud of ourselves. So tell me, the 11 years ago, then you said for like 2, 3, 4 years, probably you were also trying to find what to do in new country, how to really...
Yeah, I had no idea that going to the UK, it will not mean that I'm going to play music. I thought I'm going to jump to the UK, and obviously the UK is well known as a center of European music, which is not exactly truth, to be completely honest with you, especially Scotland.
Yes.
Scotland that's the place for folk music that I never been really familiar with. So I couldn't find myself as a musician in there. So I actually, believe it or not, I dropped music for a few years, and I thought I'm going to do completely different things. I started teaching at music school. I was still doing obviously music because this is what I could do and this is what I knew I'm the best at.
And you're a great pianist. We need to really make progress.
I also play obviously piano. So I was teaching kids singing, playing all together. And then there was my first few years. And somehow I never thought that I have to go back to music. Just music told me to go back.
Came back to you slowly.
It's always that way that I never really... I never really told myself. Music always told me, you know, this is just like music chose me when I was 6 years old. I didn't choose music. I didn't choose music. Music chose me.
That's interesting. So, I would like a little bit know more about it. Why did you think that at age of six, music discovered you? I know piano probably. I read your bio. I listened to a little bit of your interview. So tell us a little bit how 6 years old child really... feels that maybe that's the calling for them.
See, that called opportunity. I was 6 years old and I was living in a very little village in the eastern Poland near Lublin.
Yes.
That was a very poor area, still is, unfortunately, still is. But there's a lot of amazing people, and there was the one community center with one piano. And I was six, and I just, with my mom, I was just wandering around, and And I saw that thing that I didn't even know it called piano. I just said to the piano, as I knew a little bit later on, that's what it called. And didn't know, I started just playing something. I started, you know, using my fingers on a keys and kind of connected. I remember like as if it was yesterday. I was like, oh, it's great. I was playing. I was, you know, pushing these keys. And I thought, that's amazing. I couldn't obviously understand what is it, but it just connected. And from that moment, I really begged my mom, Mom, I really want to play that instrument. I really want to do something on that. So we had the first piano in the whole village. Nobody except the community center and us, we had the piano in the house, believe it or not.
Yeah, so I know. My parents were paying for the piano for so many years, every month, you know. Yeah. So you probably, your mama needed to, nobody had money enough to purchase a new instrument.
Yeah.
So we had a very similar life.
And I started playing piano and then started humming to it and singing to it. It just chose me. I mean, my mom didn't tell me play. My mom didn't try to encourage me to do that. I was doing it because I just somehow loved it. And it's hard to explain, really. When you are such a little, you know, child, you can't explain what's actually going on. It's just been there always, as if someone just said, you're going to be a musician. So that's it.
Again, we need to make a point and put accent on how important it is for parents to really listen and watch what really children enjoy to do and be their biggest fans for them. So if not for your mama, so obviously a lot of things will not happen the way how they happen for you till this day.
Yeah.
So tell me your first success in Poland. How old you were?
I think 16 years old when I started actually touring, if you can say, I mean, touring with my band, rock band in that time. And I wrote my serious songs, because the first song I wrote when I was, I think, 11, and there was music for a poem. I still remember a poem of a Russian poet Yesenin.
Yesenin, of course.
So that was the first song. And I still remember that song, believe it or not. So and then when I was, I think, 16, I had my rock band. And then I started, you know, going on so many different competitions, music competitions, because in that time, that was the only way to get out with your talent, to sing. As you also remember, all these silly competitions, you know, as if music is competition. Music isn't competition. Music is whether good or bad.
But till this day, whole world enjoys competitions and, you know, start to being like almost watched very, very, and we know how America's Got Talent, all of these big competitions, people, millions are tuning in to it. So
I'm not fan of these kind of, you know, shows, because that makes music as a thing. Music isn't a thing. Music is something absolutely beautiful. It's emotional. And these old competitions, they're just degraded music to the, you know, level of thing.
That's an interesting point of view. For people who win competition, they probably say, no, made me, I'm now a star and I have this and that. But you're right. When we look back, how many thousands of beautiful, amazing voices we listened and heard and saw, beautiful singers, and we never hear from them again. So, you know, they can also break you different way, because you are so close to think that you will be as successful, and it's not so easy, you know. So, and I know, like you said, you were, I know you were really, really impressive singer in my country, and people loved you.
Thank you. Your
success, and then loves knocked to your doors, and now you are in UK for last 11 years. And after teaching in schools and taking care of the children's needs, you and having your own studios, you probably started to write, and you probably always were writing.
Yeah, I was always writing. You know, I was always writing, because that was for me kind of therapy for everything that was going on in my life. So even in that time when I couldn't find my way as a musician in Scotland, I was still writing songs up in my room, because that was the only way to express myself, my frustration, my sadness that I can't actually be the musician. So, you know, writing been always with me as the best friend. I always say that writing a song, it's like talking to the best friend that always listen and bring you relief, right?
Beautiful.
Because that's the truth. That's how I always feel, you know, that songs are the best friends. You know, I can always tell everything I want and they will never judge me. They will listen and they will come back to me with some amazing music. I mean, I know it sounds quite awkward, but this is something very magical, writing songs, and always been with me. So I never actually dropped music. I never actually said goodbye to music. Writing was always with me. And then somehow it came back to me and there was opportunity to have my own studio because we moved with my husband to England from Scotland. So I finally had my dream little house in the garden where I organized my old studio and I can just lock myself there like in the cave and do what I want and scream, sing, record and all day and night and nobody cares.
So nice. But now a lot of people are caring what you are doing because today we have very beautiful project that you put together and you are working for last, I think, 2 years on it or maybe even longer, mm-hmm. you will tell us. And the name of your project is Sounds Like Woman.
Sounds like women.
So please tell us why you start working on this project and why this topic and what really you want to talk about through the songs that are on the album EP. Yes, first EP, because I think you are planning on releasing a few more, yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, so maybe I start quickly from the beginning. Obviously, I've been working on this project for last, let's say, 2 years, as you said. But in reality, this project was kind of developing in my head for last, let's say, 10 years, I would say, right? Because about 20 years ago, I was a victim of domestic violence. That was still back in Poland, right? And I was in a very bad relationship with man. And I mean, there was everything, right? It was throwing over the walls. And there was a mental violence and emotional violence, physical violence. Everything was involved. And I wasn't really aware that I was in something very bad. Honestly, I wasn't aware that there is better life. Believe it or not, I was living with that man for 4 years. And finally, a friend of mine, my girlfriend, came to our house and she said that, hey, why you allowed this man to do this to you? And I said, like, oh, well, what do you think? Is it something really wrong? And then I realized that I've been living in a very bad relationship. When I'm starting from that point, because after a few years, I really wanted to kind of, you know, commit suicide because I didn't see any way out of that relationship. But instead, thinking about my daughter that was in that time very little, and I thought, like, so what's going to happen to her, right, when I will be gone? And then instead, I dug out my keyboard. Again, there was a music. Music literally saved my life because I started writing songs again. I kind of gained again my confidence, started writing songs about my pain, my, you know, my frustration, my troubles. And that started giving me the power that, as an effect, allowed me to come out of this relationship after a few years later, right?
Yeah.
So yes, again, I can say that literally music saved my life, right? And this is why a project called Sounds Like Women has got the beginning, I would say, in there, or maybe even a little bit earlier, because as I said before, as a child, I was always kind of expressing myself through the music. They didn't know why, but that's what was happening since I remember. But after that bad relationship, you know, there was a long way back to the place where I am now. And yes, indeed, I was meeting so many other women who were in similar situations. Plus, there was a lot of inequality issues in the show business. You know, but as you know, it isn't easy business for women, especially for women Yeah, especially for women who wants to do a little bit more than only sing. If you want to write songs, if you want to produce songs, this is kind of reserved place for men most of the time. Yeah. I love men and I love working with them, but the only one thing in this whole project, I want to help women to sit by the same table and to have the same rights to decide what they want to do, how they want to do it, and that's it, you know. So Sunset Women is actually a music and social project set to help solving gender-based women's the most pressing issues, which is domestic violence, racial biases, and inequality issues in kind of day-by-day life. So I wrote, produced, and recorded 12 songs inspired by real women's stories. Also, there's few my stories in these songs, stories of inequality, domestic violence, and racial biases. The whole project will be released step by step in three different EPs. So the first EP was released just last month with first five songs. You're probably going to listen in a moment, first of those. And I found 12 female vocalists who will perform the tracks, who already recorded first five tracks, and they come from different backgrounds, different countries, different cultures, giving a unique perspective on the whole story and also showing that these problems about which the whole project is, they are very international problems. They are not just Polish problems. They're not just British. They're not just American problems. They are in every country. Women in every country cannot really have power over themselves yet.
So you use music as a powerful tool. And we have three songs from the first EP. Yeah. So I would love for you to choose which one you think need to start our listening session.
I think the first single from EP 1 called Without Violence and of All Colors, that's the title of the EP. The first single song called, the title of first single song is Tell Me Why. And the song is sung by amazing, very famous Polish singer Ewelina Flinta. That I have to say that I need to say that about 15 years ago, I wrote for her the biggest hits of her so far. And she now, we just very happily working together again. So she sings the first song called Tell Me Why, Ewelina Flinta.
Lovely.
You have no power, you have no... I'm getting closer to the truth. Tell me why.
Congratulations, beautiful voice, great Thank singer, you. Great song, very driven, and wow, the calling is pretty strong, so congratulations on this one. Great singer too, so I'm very, very proud of that.
That was Evelina Flinta, great voice, wonderful.
So we have two more songs. We have Seems Impossible and It's Over. Could you tell us a little bit about maybe second one that you would like us to play?
Well, definitely there will be It's Over, but before that I need to tell you our aims, why actually, what we want to do with these songs,
yes.
Right? How do you think?
Absolutely.
Because look, I said about my story. Obviously, there's always the reason why you create that kind of project. And I said the story, but what we want to do with this song, we know why songs are like the best friend. They always listen, as I said, they never judge and they bring relief. And so our aims is to raise awareness about the most pressing issues for women, then empowering them through the songs sung by these international female artists. And we want to give a voice to those who don't have an opportunity to speak. Let them be heard and understood, and obviously bring them relief and support, because songs are the amazing sort of amazing platform, and they definitely brings relief, right? So many women can actually find themselves in these stories and say like, hey, this is about me. And hopefully that will be the first line of the outreach, the first, you know, the highlight of the whole things that coming, that following the whole songs, that some maybe women who are trapped in some difficult relationship, or maybe they are abused at some point, they will actually understand that maybe there is someone who will listen to them, right?
Yeah.
So we want obviously promoting these songs through media and live events that coming soon. We want to communicate with a big audience, and also governmental, non-governmental companies, private companies who could actually help make the change or help us to make the change. Educate people, maybe prevent and tackle these issues. So we believe that women around the world need to have finding power over themselves. And music, as the main our language and the language of this project, is an effective and really limitless way to widely communicate and very peacefully, as you know, achieve these goals. So I have to say also at the end of this, all profit from sale of EPs will go to free music workshops for women. So women can choose, for example, if they feel that, you know, they don't want to talk yet about their issues, their problems, they can choose music workshops, and maybe that will kind of open up something. If not, they'll just have a great time relaxing and hopefully a little bit of fun. So that all this kind of, this project is kind of complex, that through the music, we want to speak real stories that will hopefully help other women to liberate and start talking about at the same time, empower them and bring some relief.
Beautiful,
right?
Said. Oh, you really, really have figured out, and you are talking
true.
Too hard. And
that's
yeah,
true.
You know, the 10 years you were working on this project, you have your own life stories, and I'm sure many of our girls, friends, they eventually are speaking out, you know. I don't like to talk about my private life too much also, so I have my life story, you know, from both of marriages, and I also write whenever I'm in pain or hurt. So mm-hmm. we have this power to include through the music, you know, the strength that we have to overcome certain stuff in our lives. And what is the saddest things that we as a women, we mostly are silent. We do not like to bother people. And
exactly.
we think, is,
yeah.
oh, another day will be better. Oh, I have a child. Oh,
yeah.
I have this to do. And oh, I have no money. Oh, what I will do now? Oh, I'm trapped. The trapped mm-hmm. Situation is just very, very petrifying, you know, in the rich world too, because this is all strength of the man who can really cut your wings and just put you in a place and make you believe like you practically don't need too much in life, and God forbid if you ask for something. And violence, yeah. that's something above and beyond, you know, is forever. It was like that, is like this. So we need to cut this problem out of the future, if not from today.
You know what? The sad thing is that that I know that probably in our lifetime these problems will not disappear. I wish they will, but let's start it again. Let's do small steps. But the small steps, even if we can help few women, that's already few different worlds, right? So let's say I know the music is the most amazing platform of communicating the things that are very difficult to talk about. So we know that probably, right? So this is why I attempted to do this project, because as I said years ago, it helped me. Without writing songs, I would have been here now talking to you. Believe me, I would have been already dead long time. So my love for music and love for people, for all these women that I met during my life, made me to create this amazing project. Plus, I do what I love, and at the same time, I can help others. How amazing is that?
Yes. So we have the two songs. I'm sure it's over. This will be number three, or maybe I'm wrong. But
No. It's over now. That's a song sung by amazing Amai, who actually, she was born in Scotland, but she's got her roots from Congo and Zambia.
Whoa.
And she lives now in London. Mm. But she's very kind of, you know, interesting. She's got very interesting background, and she's absolutely amazing, talented singer-songwriter. And yes, and it's over. It isn't her story, but it's a little bit of my story and three other women. So now Amai, it's over.
What is her name?
Amai.
Oh, that's a beautiful E-M-A-E. That's a beautiful name too, unusual.
That's
okay,
cool.
Let's listen to this one.
Something died inside me. You told me
Again, congratulations. Beautiful.
Women, it's over. Am I?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful
Thank
theme
you.
And really, really, I was listening and just you feel it for everything what she says, really. That's our questions,
yeah.
There are our answers. This is all what we are thinking about when we are hurt. Somebody tells you that we are everything for them, but on another hand, they can ruin you completely yeah. And you still are so confused because... If they say, I'm everything to you, so why you are destroying me completely?
Yeah. That's the tricky part. But I hope you notice that these songs, obviously the stories comes from very dark places, but they are actually very empowering. They're very kind of positive in the end, you know, eventually, right? In the end, they are not doom and gloom. These songs are not really kind of low... sad. They come from obviously dark places, but they're very empowering. And I hope you felt it too.
Yes, absolutely. You know, if people do not know the reason for the project and the reason why we are right now promoting your EP, and if they maybe do not go too deep, they just love the song, love the music, beautiful production, great voices, great theme. And again, it's very dark, but if you don't think that it's so dark, it's also life, you know. So you can listen to the song as a life story of somebody who just went through something really hurtful. Mm. And, you know, I just wrote this unusual song, and obvious is easy come, easy go. That's how my life goes. That's my motto in life in a sad way. And I cannot grab... in a way, why life goes for me this way, why I have and I'm losing and I'm trying to get back. We are talking about love mostly and feelings. So it's very tough for any lady to figure out if the choice that they make is the right choice and why one day something just ends in what we are talking about. We are talking about something darker, you know. In my life, I wrote a lot of the songs, but this one, I would like to play a little bit, I think, and tell also people that we work on one song, and I hope one day all Natasha, my daughter, will come to your studio in England and will finish the song.
I hope so. I really hope so.
It's great, too, because you got your own vision, and I think for a great producer like you are and a songwriter, and the song is beautiful, really beautiful, but I would like her to just work with you and just get from... our song and from your song, what you really want to. So, so I will be very honored one day, and I know it will happen. So I am not worried about it. So right now, maybe like 1.5 minutes, just because Easy Come, Easy Go, that's my motto, and I want to be part of your movement on this show for a second.
Absolutely.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't need to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again. Love, love, love.
So for me, the most important part of the song is I'm stronger every day. And I'm hoping that what we are talking right now, Luisa, about is also about the strength of women to overcome the problem. Yeah, life problems. So, Luisa, we have one more song. Seems impossible. Mm-hmm. Beautiful title. We want people to listen. And I would like also everybody who listens to our show to just direct to LA Talk Radio Accent On page and archives. We will be having the show for downloads also, the links and downloads. So if somebody just wants to download and listen to songs over and over, or just listen, push the button and you will hear the amazing, amazing music that Luisa Stanis brought to us. And we have premiere on LA Talk Radio for whole world to hear. Please, can you tell us one more time your project name and how we can purchase maybe this album, because you are raising money for a really good cause. So everything one more time.
So the project Sounds Like Women, it's a music and social project. And it's just last month, it's been released, the first of planned 3 mini albums of the project, the first EP. They were called Without Violence and of All Colors, EP1. Promoting this first EP is Tell Me Why, featuring Evelina Flinta, who also, by the way, co-wrote the track. And then also we made amazing video clip for this song. If you wanna find it, go on YouTube and type Sounds Like Women, Tell Me Why, and you will definitely find a beautiful video that have had already plenty hits. Through the first 5 songs of EP1, inspired by real women's stories about inequality, domestic violence, and racial biases, we're giving a voice to those who don't have an opportunity to speak. It's just like Hans Christian Andersen was saying, where words fail, music speaks.
Wow.
And this is our kind of highlight. This is our golden line, if you like.
If somebody wants to talk to you directly and find you, is the best to contact you via your website? What is the best, the easiest way? So tell us address.
It's a very simple. It's a info@soundslikewomen.com. And you can write me an email. You can go on our website, on the project's website. It's just soundslikewomen.com. Soundslikewomen.com, very simple. You can find us also on iTunes, on Spotify. Just type Sounds Like Women Without Violence and of All Colors, EP1. You will find it. I hope Ilona will put, I hope you will put on them maybe on a website, if that's okay,
yes,
because the problem will be much easier. And then we're obviously gonna, perhaps we're gonna come with live shows to you with all the artists. And I wouldn't be myself if I didn't mention that at the first EP, there is a 5 different artists and they are from all around the world again. So we've got Evelina Flinta from Poland that sing Tell Me Why. We have Hannah Claire that will sing In the Moment the song Seems Impossible. We've got also Emma that just sung It's Over. We have Jada from Turkey who sings Alone, the song Alone. And we've got Spanish amazing singer-songwriter Nadia Sheikh, and she sings a song Speak to Me.
Wonderful.
These 5 songs and these 5 amazing female artists sings on that first EP.
Yes, time is running out, so I need to be careful to not. I want to play the 3rd song. But every link that you mentioned, they are already listed on Accent On Facebook. So please scroll down all all your information that you sent it to me. Is there. So it's a whole press release and we have phone numbers, we have emails, we have links, everything is there. So go to Accent On and just scroll down and we'll find everything what anybody wants to contact you or just enjoy.
And if I can add the very last thing. Look, the song Seems Impossible, sung by Hannah Claire from France, by the way, she's a French. That's the song about that love is the way. for everything. So even if you went through some very bad relationship, even if you have some problems with inequality issues, believe me, if you put every thought through your heart and you think with love at every point of your life, the rest will be much easier. So
thank you. That's the most beautiful, optimistic and positive thoughts that we have. And I think life is beautiful, so we need to look this way. And Luisa, we love you. Thank you so much. I know there will
be
time for the next meeting. And you know that LA Talk Radio Accent On with Ilona Europa always opens heart and studio for everything what you do and your beautiful singers, friends right now. So let's play the last song and good night for today and sleep well, because I know it's very late in Europe. But I love you and thank you for talking
to us.
And seems impossible.
Thank you so much.
Bye. I'm coming here to share something real. Nothing can stop me. No other deal. I might lose my friend. I might lose my world, but I'll still tell you here how well it for me. What did unfold? Yes, I'm on my way in. I feel it, and I am not only just dreaming. I'm doing my thing straight.
Listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.